Biscuit in the basket here. First podcast number one, season number one. So, the other night, Toronto came back from down 3-0 with 5 minutes left. Forced a game five.
Crazy game.
Crazy game indeed.
There it was.
But in game five, Columbus was all over them when shutting them out. 3-0. So, what went wrong with Toronto?
They're passing. They're puck control.
You know, I mean, honestly, I think if Tavares would have made his open net, I think it would have been a completely different game and possibly could have gone into another OT winner, and hopefully Toronto would have came out on top, but you never know.
How do you feel about them in the future? What do they need to do to come back next year? They have not won a playoff series, and who knows?
Working on their passing.
You know, I think they just need to get more team chemistry because, I mean, they're paying the big bucks for 3 to 4 players when they really just need more chemistry on the team and know where everyone's at on the ice there, bud.
So they've been talking about getting Pietrangelo though this offseason, free agent. Do you see Pietrangelo a good fit in Toronto?
I would see him as a great fit. Only factor is I would hate to see him leave St. Louis as he's such a key factor in the St. Louis defense.
Yeah, his captaincy really brings a lot to that St. Louis team.
It does.
So, first round starting Tuesday.
Can't wait.
Number 12 seed Montreal with the big upset against Sidney Crosby and the Penguins.
Love to see it.
They take on young Carhartt and Philadelphia Flyers. Who you got winning this game, Scott?
Flyers, for sure. Because of their, just like, their team chemistry is amazing. And Canadians pretty much just are pretty set on defense with Price. But Flyers have both. And I think they can overpower the Canadians.
Yeah, Price was a one-man show, if you will, in that Pittsburgh series. Yeah, if Carey Price could score goals, he definitely would.
Oh, yep.
He did not get very much help, but he won that series, as always. He's always a big guy.
You know, definitely need to put some work in the offseason, get a few more forwards, you know, maybe pick up some rookies. Hopefully they can adjust in the lineup, and love to see Montreal back in the playoffs next season.
So, Clip, you got Philly?
No, I don't. You know,
got Montreal?
Philly's been on fire, but, you know, playoff Price is just a different breed, so I'm going to have to go with Montreal.
How many games you got they win in?
I'm Montreal in 7.
You got 7? You got the distance? Seven. How many games you got and who?
Fire's going to take it 4-2.
In 6 games?
That's what's up.
That's going to be good series. If you, hold up.
What do you got, Barry? Who you got winning?
You know, I can't miss Carhartt.
Oh, yeah?
I got Philly in 4.
Oh, with the sweep?
Yeah.
Oh.
Carey Price can't hold up. He can't.
I don't know about that.
Philly's just too good. All right, next series, we got Carolina versus Boston.
Carolina. No-brainer.
Boston was... They got upset. Not upset, but... They were pretty upset in last year's Stanley Cup final, losing in 7. And then they went 0-4 in the round-robin games, as did the St. Louis Blues. But, so, how do you think... Do you think Boston will rebound, Scott?
No.
You don't? You got Carolina winning?
Yes.
Okay.
I like that answer. I got Carolina winning for the full sweep, you know. Boston's, they've been kind of fucking it recently, so I'm excited to see what Carolina's going to do.
How do you feel on that celebration that Carolina does?
I love it. You know, I think it brings a new aspect to the game. Some people don't like it. I personally love it, you know. Makes hockey more fun.
Oh, I love it.
I enjoy it. Something to look forward to.
That's true. That is true.
All right. Series score and winner?
Carolina in 4.
Ooh, sweep or Boston?
Sweep.
I got the sweep, too.
Over Boston? You guys both got the sweep. How do you go against Boston, let alone a sweep? I'm going to take Carolina, too, but I got this game going the distance in 7 games. You cannot sweep Tuukka Rask.
Yes, you can.
You cannot sweep the freaking Boston Bruins.
Yes, you can.
It's
just
not
wait.
Possible. All right, Battle of Florida. Florida versus Tampa.
Tampa, no-brainer.
How many games?
I got it 5. You know, Tampa, man, they've been, I think they're going to choke the first game.
Wait, hold up. Florida ain't playing fucking Tampa.
Yeah.
They are not.
Florida versus Tampa.
Dude, we got that wrong. My apologies. We got Tampa is playing Columbus. Who's Florida playing? Who's Florida playing? Can I pause this? Okay.
You're out on a later date.
All right. Wait, who's the other team? Boston, Tampa Bay, Philly, and...
Dallas.
No, it's the West.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, we're looking like idiots. We need to try. Dude, it was a freaking... Oh, my God. Good thing no one's going to listen to this.
All right, we're moving on.
No, I need to find it. Who's the fourth team in the East? Capitals!
Oh, fuck.
Is it Florida versus Capitals? I don't know, though.
I don't think it is.
I know Columbus is playing Tampa Bay because it's a repeat.
Yeah. All right, let's just move on. We'll move on.
All right, so we got Tampa versus Columbus. Who you got?
Still got Tampa. I got Tampa in five. You know, Tampa, they choked last year, you know, but I think they're going to choke the first game and then bring them back.
What do you guys got?
The Capitals are playing Islanders. You get it wrong on that, too.
I'm sorry, what? Florida didn't win. Why did you tell me Florida won?
That's what you said.
No, you told me Florida won.
All right, who was the two teams? Blue Jackets and Lightning?
Yes.
I think I have a... I think Blue Jackets will take it.
Oh, yeah, Islanders.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to see that.
Nice fucking Corvette,
eh? All right, wait, so... Tampa Bay versus Columbus? And then...
Yeah, that's
what it is. And then... What else is it?
Islanders.
New York Islanders versus Washington. All right, I'm going to start over.
What?
No, with Tampa Bay and Columbus.
I'm making a new one.
You said Tampa 5, right?
Yeah.
I got you. Scott, what'd you do?
I'm going to say Blue Jackets in 7. I think it'll be a good series, but I think...
You got Blue Jackets underdog again.
Why the fuck? Okay.
All right, so...
I didn't expect them to beat out the Leafs.
I mean, Leafs choked, but yeah. As always. But,
like, I think they would have won it there.
All right. So... Columbus swept last year in a surprising series. This year, I got the opposite. I got Tampa sweeping. They cannot get upset again.
Oh, the sweep. Okay.
All right. Next, we got the Isles versus the Caps.
Capitals. I got Capitals. Capitals have been looking a little bit sloppy. You know, Ovi's getting a little bit older. You know, the players, I mean, Oshie's still a big asset, you know, but I'd like to see the Capitals come through on 6 games.
Didn't Oshie just score 1 goal, like his first post game, like last game?
He did score last game. Was that his first?
I don't know. I think Capitals will take it for sure, but I feel like it's gonna go into game 6.
What seed was Washington? 3rd? They beat Boston? Yeah, 3rd. They were 3rd. Yeah, they were 3rd. So, got Washington versus Islanders. I'm going to take the Islanders in the upset in 6 games. Jeez. All right, now to the West.
Western Conference.
Another upset. 12 seed being a 5 seed. Chicago.
Chicago's taking the sweep. Playoff Kane. Different breed. Taves has been fucking lighting it up, you know.
I'm going to stop you right there. You got to be Josh and me.
Kirby.
Chicago's not winning a playoff series.
Yes, they are. They're fucking on fire. You know, they beat Edmonton. They're on fire. They got...
Edmonds has no defense.
I don't care.
Vegas is a different story.
Chicago's taking them 4. End of the story.
You're joking.
I'm not.
What do you guys got?
Who says Vegas is going to win, but I feel like Chicago's going to play a very tough game. So I'm going to say Vegas in game 7.
I'm going to take Vegas in 5. I think Patty Kane's going to score 4 goals in 1 game. That's going to be Chicago's only win. You can't beat Vegas. Vegas in 5. Next game. Arizona howling into the second round. First round. Versus Colorado. Who Colorado lose to? Vegas? In OT, yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's a tough one.
Who you got, Clip?
You know, probably have to choose Arizona. Arizona.
You going to upset city all day.
Dude, I'm not really on the upsets. More the Western Conference upsets. And there's been
upsets. You had Montreal winning against Philadelphia.
Dude.
That's 2 12 seeds being 1 seed.
The upsets have been on this year. Have you seen any of the fucking wildfires? All upsets, pretty much. So, you know, I just have to. Arizona coming through, and I think it's going to just in 7 games. Arizona coming out on top.
Scott?
I'm going to say Avalanche in game 5 because I just think they're going to play Coyotes. I don't know how Coyotes got this far.
Barry, who you got?
I'm going to have to agree with you, Cliff. I got Arizona in 7.
Nice.
It is hard to get Nathan MacKinnon out of the year, but I think Arizona's going to do it. They got a lot of experience. Phil Kessel, you know, all them. Taylor Hall, he likes to win. He wins draft lotteries. But this year they won the play-in. So I get Arizona going pretty far this year. Arizona 7. All right. Next, Vancouver versus STL. Vancouver has won, like, it's 7 straight playoff versus the Blues. Swept them in 09, won 3 straight to win in 7 in 03. Who you got this year?
I got, you know, I got Vancouver in 5. You know, Vancouver beating their champs. Playing sloppy, so it's like, you know, their passing's a little bit off, their shooting's a little bit off. You know, it's probably just because of COVID, but, you know, I got... You know, they got their rookie, or not really rookie anymore, but Quinn Hughes is looking up, so I got...
Quinn Hughes has been insane in that playing round.
He has been, so I got Vancouver in 5.
You got Vancouver beating the... You got both the reigning...
champions out it, yep.
You got both last year's Stanley Cup...
Finalists.
Opponents.
Yep. They're out. Out
in the first round.
Yep.
Okay.
It's rising stars.
What you guys got?
I don't know.
Well, Robert Thomas. Robert Thomas is young.
That's true, but
he's
I mean,
playing pretty good.
You never know. I mean, it's more than, well, I guess it's more than a player effort. Same thing with Vancouver, but I don't know. Vancouver's been lined up, so I got Vancouver in 5.
Robert Thomas and Vince Dunn is the youth.
Okay. Scott, who you got?
I'm about to say St. Louis. They haven't been playing that well, but I think once they actually in playoffs and know that they can get kicked out, I think they'll find their groove and find their team chemistry and play like they did last year.
I gotta agree. How many games you got that going, though?
7, for sure.
I got a sweep by STL. You can... Bennington is just stands on his head all game. Vancouver, they're a good young team. They're not ready. They have no experience. They cannot win a playoff series. No. STL in 4. Ryan O'Reilly's finally going to show up. Tarasenko is going to score some goals. He has not scored a goal all round robin. He just came back from... What's it called?
Kind of injury.
Surgery. Shoulder surgery. But I got Tarasenko and O'Reilly going off. Key pieces for St. Louis. St. Louis in 4. All right. Next.
No-brainer.
Yeah, this one's a no-brainer.
Calgary versus sweep. Ben Bishop in Dallas.
Absolute sweep by the Flames. Flames in 4. Matthew Tkachuk. You know, Flames are a physical team that like to play physical. Dallas... They kind of are, but not as much as the Flames. And the Flames just like hitting. They like playing physical. So, you know, Lucic and Tkachuk have just been scoring and scoring.
Lucic has been insane as well.
He has been. He's been. He's, yeah, he what did he score, like 3? Not 2?
No clue, last but he's been playing
he's
all
lining
around.
It up, you know? And he's a big player, too. He can do both. So can Matthew Tkachuk. You know, they can both score and hit, which is probably one of the best things you can do in hockey.
Do you have a single favorite winning?
Out of everyone?
Yes. I don't think you said single favorite.
You know?
You had Tampa winning, did you?
Yeah.
You had one.
I have Tampa winning it all.
You had Tampa winning it all?
I have Tampa winning it all.
Finally?
All the way.
Weren't you born in 04?
Huh?
Weren't you born in 04?
Yeah.
Last time they won? Okay. You think on your 16th year, they'll win?
Yeah. I hope so, a big you year. Know. Scott, who you got? Flames in Dallas.
I have Calgary. 100%. It's going to be a sweep.
Nice. Sweep?
Big sweep.
You guys both had sweep?
I think Lucic is, like, going to make a great impact because of his aggressiveness. And, I mean, he fights a lot, too. So, like, if he, like, wins those fights, their team's going to get a lot of motivation and destroy Dallas. Because they're already a better team in general.
You guys think Ben Bishop's going to go sweep? Get swept?
Yeah, you know, after that, they added Corey Perry, you know, to try to bring up some more superstars.
Corey Perry's trash.
He hasn't really been working out for them. He's more of a duck, you know. Sad to see him leave.
He's a dirty player. It's terrible.
He's not a dirty player, but...
Get him out of the NHL.
Sad to see him leave Anaheim, but he's on the kind of worst things, actually, now, but...
That walk of shame in the Winter Classic, best moment ever. Best moment of the year. Best moment of 2020. It's not much in 2020, but...
Barry. The big question. Flames or Dallas?
No. I gotta take STL boy, Matthew Tkachuk, and Calgary Flames. Ooh. But I got this going 7. Cannot sweep Ben Bishop.
Really? Wow.
Matthew Tkachuk, he does everything. I fucking love him.
Fucking beauty of a player, eh?
Yeah, Calgary in 7. Alright, no. St. Round's gonna be freaking hard.
It's gonna be
Does
nice.
Anyone have a bracket?
No.
I couldn't pull it
up. We'll talk about next episode.
No, I wanna talk about now.
Oh.
This was too short.
I'm sorry.
How's it too short?
Okay, so... I guess. Okay, but you gotta say who you got winning the whole thing.
Tampa, easy.
Versus who? Western Conference.
Tampa and Flames. Lightning and Flames, finalist, you know.
Stop.
I'm gonna have to say Flyers against Calgary. And I'm gonna have to say Flames are gonna take that for sure. I say not for sure, but I think I'll pull together and take it.
Barry, here you got two finalists and the winner.
I got. I got Vegas getting the first cup. Coming out of the East, I gotta go Carolina.
Ooh, okay.
I love Carolina's play, but I think Fleury is gonna have an insane Stanley Cup. And Vegas wins the first cup in 6 games. It didn't take much. It took 3 years, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Seattle's coming up next year.
Seattle, that'll be interesting to see.
Think they'll make the playoffs?
I think they definitely will. I think every expansion team now pretty much makes the playoff. Interesting to see their team. I like the kits are, you know, they're definitely hard. The jerseys go hard, that's for sure. The sweaters are nice, you know, the pants are nice, the socks. Even the gloves go fucking amazing, so can't wait to see them in action and see what happens.
So you think the expansion draft is unfair?
You know, I think it's unfair in every sport. I mean, you look at it, I mean, you get to draft players from other teams.
When's the last time we had an expansion in any other sport?
Basketball.
When did basketball have one? I don't watch basketball.
Fuck, I don't know. I don't watch basketball either, but, yeah. You know. I mean, just looking at even Vegas, you know, they made it to playoffs first year. So,
they
you know.
The Stanley Cup, like, first year or whatever.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just expansion teams, they haven't, you know. They won't have the chemistry, but they have the superstar talent right off the bat that everyone's looking for, so.
I personally think it's unfair.
I do, too.
And if Seattle takes David Prime from the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
That's what I'm worried about.
I better take Falk. I hate Falk. All right. That's it for tonight.
Peace out, guys.
We'll be back for round 2.
Flip, maybe signing earlier. Out.
The biscuit in the basket out here.